So, Sean, give me an idea of what made you start Bubs Naturals. If that's how you even pronounce it, you could let me know if it's something else.
Yeah, that's it. It's Bubs Naturals, plural on both. The spark behind the brand kind of had two fronts to it. On the personal side, my wife, who is 14 years younger than I am, had read about collagen on a couple different blogs and a couple websites and trusted nutritionists that she pays attention to. And she literally ordered a tub on Amazon and said, hey, you're not getting any younger. I want you to start taking this. And we're about to start having a family.
So how old are you?
I'm 48. I was 44 at the time.
Okay.
So we have a 4-year-old son and a 2-year-old daughter. And that was the opening line. Hey, you're not getting any younger. We got to preserve you. And
right.
A little backstory on that. I have run the Boston Marathon. I've been a part of CrossFit for about 11 years
now.
Oh,
wow. You're in better shape than me.
It takes its toll. I was a professional snowboarder in my 20s, so I used to live out in Utah in the mountains.
Oh, wow.
And a lot of jumping and, you know, wear and tear on the joints. So when I got into my 40s, you know, you could hear me walking up a flight of stairs.
Oh, yeah, the cracking.
Would creak and crackle. And so my wife was just, you know, semi-horrified by that and said, hey, you know, let's get you a little bit more youthful. So she said, you're taking collagen. I said, what's it going to do for me? She said, well, just read the jar. And the jar says, you know, hair, skin, nails, joint health, muscle recovery. So, okay, you tell me to take it, I'll take it. So I start putting a scoop in my coffee every day, just like the instructions suggested, because it's unflavored. So I do that, and about 3 weeks into it, my fingernails are growing like crazy.
Right.
Another couple weeks goes by, I need to get a haircut. And I had just gotten a haircut.
Right.
I'm like, okay. And then at right around the 2-month mark, my wife and I'm from Massachusetts originally. We fly to Boston. We're there for a week. We run every single day. And we get on a plane, we fly home. Now, normally, I'm a taller guy. I'm about 6'2", 6'3". I guess that would make me 6'2.5". I get off the plane, grabbing our bags. We're walking towards the shuttle, and I have one of those genuine oh shit moments, and or damn moments.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of stop and I'm like, Heather, nothing hurts. And she's like, oh, that's nice, dear. I'm like, no, you don't understand. Nothing hurts. Like, I didn't even notice getting off the plane. Like, I feel great. I'm like, this is the only thing I've done in, you know, in the supplement space, added to or changed my diet.
Right.
Adding this collagen stuff in. And 2 months into it, my fingernails are growing like crazy. I just needed a haircut, and my knees don't hurt.
Yeah, it's a good start.
I'm like, that's it. I am in for life. So that was point one, was the product worked, and it worked great for me. And I was like, I don't, bovine hide sounds great. I don't know what's in this stuff, but I'm all in. I started to learn what was in it later. And then the second thing that happened was my future business partner came by the house, and he's a good buddy of mine. We work out a bunch together, and we've been talking about some work projects, tinkering and stuff, and he comes over and he sees this jar of collagen on the counter. He goes, oh, you take that stuff? And I tell him everything I just told you. It's the best thing ever. It's changed my life. Like, I can't believe how well I'm moving. Like, I feel great. He goes, oh, well, let's start a company. Just like that.
That's good.
And I start laughing. I'm like, really? All right, TJ, what does it look like? Like, what does starting a company look like? And we look at each other with, like, while we're sitting with coffee, and we both said at the exact same time, and I will never forget this, well, we got to do something cool for charity. So that was the opening line.
Mm-hmm.
And a little light bulb just went off in my head, and I said, well, I know the charity. And so this is kind of where part two has a little bit more teeth to it. I grew up in a little town called Winchester, Massachusetts.
Okay, where's that near?
My best, it's about, Lexington is the next town over.
Okay.
It's maybe 15 minutes outside of Boston.
Okay.
Cambridge is right in the neighborhood.
Because I've been to Boston a lot. Really, I've covered a lot of hockey out there, so.
Oh, yeah. Well, the head coach of the Bruins is from Winchester, or he lives in Winchester, I should say.
Okay.
There's a bunch of Bruins, Winchester hockey connections, I believe. believe Ken Neely used to live in Winchester when I was just leaving high school when he was kind of at his heyday.
Yeah. He was big then. He's still big, but you get it.
Oh, yeah. My generation big.
Yep.
So Glenn and I, my buddy Glenn Doherty and I were both from Winchester. We both moved to the mountains together to go be, he was a skier, I was a snowboarder. When we were both turning 25, I had just become sponsored to be, professional snowboarder, and he did not make that dream happen for him on the skiing side. So he said, hey, I want to join the Navy, I want to become a Navy SEAL. And he did just that. In the middle of the 90s, when no one knew what anything about being a Navy SEAL was.
Yeah, it was still like really hush-hush.
We're talking like there was a Charlie Sheen movie that had come out, and that was it. You could rent it on VHS back then.
Yeah.
That was about the extent of it. So he was fascinated by the challenge of doing that. So also my best buddy from high school, my ski bum buddy, I'm driving him off to the Navy recruiter, and next thing you know, boom, he's off to basic training, and I'm going to his Bud's graduation. So fast forward, a decade, we're both living in San Diego. I am now retired from snowboarding and working as a marketer in the action sports industry. So I'm in the sports space, but
Okay. Surfing,
skateboarding, snowboarding.
Right.
And he's an active duty Navy SEAL down in San Diego in Coronado. Then he retires from the Navy, and he moves to Encinitas, the town that I live in. And next thing you know, we're roommates. And here we are, two guys turning 40, and we're running around, loving it. He's now a contractor for the Central Intelligence Agency.
Right.
And he is one of the former Navy SEALs who was killed in Benghazi, Libya.
Oh.
So you might remember the terrorist attacks of 9/11 back in 2012. Hillary Clinton got in a bunch of trouble. Four Americans were killed, including the U.S. ambassador. Well, one of the Americans killed was my roommate.
Oh, boy.
And my best buddy since high school. So I was in charge of his estate, all of his legal affairs, just like he was in charge of all of mine should something bad happen, as, two best friends do for each other.
Right.
And after Glenn died, I started a foundation in Glenn's memory with his family. And the whole purpose of the foundation was to help special operators transition out of active duty to civilian life, primarily through scholarship, filling gaps in the GI Bill, which doesn't cover 100% of the education. So we said, hey, we've got a call in here. Well, when my wife introduced me to Collagen, the course, the ship had kind of run its course on donations. The Glenn Doherty Memorial Foundation was not getting a bunch of money flowing in. And all of a sudden, TJ and I are talking about doing something cool for charity. And I said, well, it's got to be Glenn's foundation. And Glenn's call sign in the Navy was Bub. So literally in like a 10-minute spitball in my kitchen, we named the company Bub's Naturals. And we dedicated 10%. Originally, it was sales. We realized you can't actually do that and run a business.
Right.
We abandoned that model.
Yeah, it's got to be like after everything. Yeah.
Yeah, so now it's after everything. But it was phenomenal. I mean, now as of last month, we've donated $102,000 between supporting their events and just direct charitable contributions. So
that's fabulous. No, that's great.
Six-figure mark. So we launched the brand. January 2018 was like kind of our official launch. We did a little soft launch before then. And that was our proof of concept year. And we added the MCT oil powder not that long afterwards because, we both dabbled with the bulletproof coffee and the idea of the health benefits around MCT. But the product offering had to align with Glenn's values and the Bub's values. And that's kind of like where the brand has DNA. And we kind of sum it up as feel great and do good. So we kind of like take the two concepts and combine them where
right.
Every product we make is going to stand for self-improvement, which is something Glenn was a big fan of. And a byproduct of that is every time you buy from Bub's, we're going to donate to charity.
That's great.
And so we didn't know if it would work, but TJ and I were very passionate about it from the start. So we kind of emptied out our savings accounts and said, let's let it rip.
That's it's good. I mean, I can tell you things that I like off the bat are that message. You don't have too much packaging, which I'm a guy who has like a compost. Even though I'm on the East Coast, we have plenty of people who care about the environment here. Maybe not as many as on the West Coast. But so I like that. I don't think there's too much waste in anything. But I also liked the fact initially on the email when I was finding out about your product was I don't use collagen. I know about it. It's great. But I don't because I'm not fully vegan, but it's just one of those things. We just don't deal with anything bovine. We don't deal with collagen. It's just the way it is in my house. So I was thrilled to find out that you had the MCT oil powder in, you know, coconut oil. And I certainly have coconut oil in the house. I think everybody in the world does now. But never thought that all of these kinds of things would all come together. You know, and I was reading about it and I'm like, all right. You know, so I've started to test it and I appreciate your guys' little, the mixer. I think that's, it looks cute, but it actually does work in like, you know, a small glass. So that's good. And it is really good to mix pretty much anything. I've done like apple juice. I just threw some oat milk and some powdered chocolate into it. And I think people always find out there's residue in everything, right? So I don't think there's nothing you can do about that. But some things it does mix better with than others, you know. And, but the taste is good. There's no aftertaste at all. Like, there's nothing. And, you know, I have felt a little pick-me-up. I don't know. I haven't done it every day. I'm doing it, like, after things that I do that tire out. Like, I'm 56 years old. So,
okay.
So I was just doing some outdoor work. It's first nice day in a while here. And so I was just doing some gardening and for like half hour, 40 minutes. So I used it after that. And so far, so good. So that's what I like about it. I'm going to test it a little further before I start writing about it. But, you know, I'll probably use it before I play softball because I'm an old guy and it can't hurt. And, and I'm happy. And for people that need gluten-free, it's dairy-free. I like this fact that there's a choice for them. That's great.
Yep. Yeah, and I mean, when we were working on the idea of, you know, obviously you can get coconut up in oil, pretty messy to transport. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't taste very good. The MCT oil by itself, like, it just has to me, it doesn't have a good flavor profile to
okay.
it. But tapioca starch, which is our powder,
mm-hmm.
it's like this benign little root vegetable. It has almost no nutritional value, but it's a sponge. It's a great carrier for the MCT. The other thing we liked about it was we didn't want to put too much of the oil in there.
Right.
Because people have sensitive stomachs. Like, you drink too much of the oil, you can have a kind of an adverse effect. And so when you kind of Google MCT oil, that's one of the first things that will pop up is, oh, it made my stomach hurt. Well, it's actually an antimicrobial, antibacterial. It's going to do great for your stomach and your gut health,
mm-hmm.
Specifically if it's candida, which is, you know, probably the biggest thing that the as a call-out. But if you eat too much of it, it's going to irritate your bowels, and it's going to actually work in the opposite effect.
Okay.
Well, for ours, we have 5 grams of oil per serving. Well, if you can tolerate more, you just add another scoop.
Right.
I've been on this product for 2 years now, and I am never more than a scoop a day. That's all I need. One packet or one scoop, and I'm good to go. I take it in the morning first thing. And the reason is I kind of like that kickstart of energy
mm-hmm.
just to start the day, and then it just allows me to play through. So I don't drink an afternoon cup of coffee anymore.
See, I don't drink any coffee. I actually... There's days I go with no caffeine at all, but I do like unsweetened tea, so there are days where I'll wake up and feel like, all right, I'll have some unsweetened tea, but I'm not like a hooked on caffeine person, but I guess,
right.
And I don't want to say you were, but I guess it weaned you off it a little.
The necessity has been wild. Like, it took me a while before I realized, like, I just didn't crave, need it, and everyone knows, oh, the afternoon funk, like, oh,
yeah.
you crash out. And all of a sudden, I'm just like, no, I'm not even looking for it. Like, no interest. And it's been, you know, over half a year since I've really, that was just a part of my ritual, like every day, 2 o'clock.
But what if you walked by a Starbucks? Let's say it's 2 o'clock and you walked by a Starbucks and it smelled good. What would you do?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Unless I needed a ham sandwich. It really doesn't. Like, it's wild. So we have a coffee shop on the corner block of our office. We've got a neat little stretch of businesses right where our Bub's office is. There's two tasting rooms.
Okay.
A little winery, a sandwich shop, and a coffee shop all on the same block. And it's right there.
Yeah.
But I don't need it anymore, which is great. Man, coconut oil has a power to it, that is for sure. And, you know, one of the things I mentioned before was the gut health, the bacterial, antibiotic, those properties to it. I said earlier, like, I came across a study over the weekend from a Filipino doctor that was talking about links to Alzheimer's as a cure, like preventative stuff. Like,
yes. Hey,
if you're healthy, you should implement coconut oil into your diet, because it's going to help you with, obviously, mental focus, mental clarity, but has long-term benefits linked to Alzheimer's prevention. Well, that's huge.
That is, yeah.
The article keeps going, and then it starts talking about if you're healthy and you want an extra layer of protection against COVID-19, the whole coronavirus.
Right.
Coconut oil. So we actually just posted it to our Facebook page because I couldn't believe it. I was like, whoa, this definitely surpassed my idea of natural health and wellness, and is obviously a very current topic. But it's interesting. Obviously, everyone's got to do their own research and figure out what works well.
I like the idea of it. I could tell you that, you know, for the coronavirus, excuse me, the only thing that I did preventatively besides just the extra hand washing and whatever is adding probiotics. I said, all right, you know what? I did read that if you add probiotics, it could boost your immune system, so it could help protect you. And I said, okay, you know what? I could do that. That's easy. It's a pill, right? So I did that. So now I feel like this will just build on that.
This will absolutely, like, a probiotic is such a healthy thing to have in your life. Just as a general, like, rule of engagement, probiotics, they certainly are not going to hurt to add a little extra flora to the gut lining. It's a great idea.
Yeah, so I feel like this is going along with that. This is like my midlife move now, whatever you want to call it. And
we take more of an interest, right, in self-preservation and a healthy lifestyle.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of it is just so I can continue to at least play softball and not look bad and not feel like an old geezer. I mean, last summer I was playing in a charity game and we played in 100-degree heat. I survived that. I would say barely, though, because I drove after that for about a half hour, 40 minutes to my friend's house. And when I got there, we were eating, and I definitely didn't have any kind of heat stroke or anything because I know how to hydrate. But things slowed down what I was eating. I will just say that. So So hopefully this will help in that. Now, for the sports angle of it, because most people who are going to read my stuff, it's really, you know, armchair quarterback stuff, and, you know, people just do a lot of different things, whether, like you said, CrossFit, I don't do CrossFit, or a lot of walking, which I might do, those kinds of things. So I feel like, yeah, if somebody's doing that, this is a good thing to add to it.
Well, yeah, so the sports side was really, I mean, talk about an accidental discovery.
Right.
We knew early in 2018 that we had a really great product on the collagen side. Like, we were pretty excited about it. Like, hey, the collagen is, how do we tell the world how great of a collagen we have? Because Russ, I can tell you how great of a product it is, but that's me as the company guy telling you about my company. That's not authentic.
Right.
So I want to go and have this independently tested. What's the best way to have our product validated and independently third-party tested? So we settled on a process called NSF for Sport, the National Sports Foundation.
Okay.
And I don't know if you've ever seen the NSF logo on the back of supplement jars.
I have not. I'm not a big GNC guy or anything like that, so I'm new to that.
So it's basically the accreditation body for PGA Golf.
Okay.
Major League Baseball, the NBA, the NFL refers to it. I think I already mentioned the U.S. Olympic team.
Yep.
NHL hockey.
Okay.
World Tennis Association, you name it. It is the go-to for sport claim verification to allow sports teams and players to utilize a product.
Okay, so let me ask you this. So because you said NHL, I probably cover 50 to 75 games a year between junior hockey, all different types of hockey, mostly NHL, but a good mix because I'm a prospect guy too, and we do a lot of work with the NHL radio side and been doing that for years. So why don't I see this in a lot of locker rooms yet? Is this still just sort of getting the word out? Are players using it just at home?
Yep. So great question. And it's funny. I'll rank the top kind of stick and ball sports in the U.S. and who's into college and who's not.
Okay.
Major League Baseball are on the cutting edge of diet and nutrition and sports performance inside the locker room.
Okay.
I would never have guessed that in a million years, that baseball are on that edge. Like, they pay attention to diet, nutrition, and supplement recommendations for players.
Okay.
My best teams are from Major League Baseball that are customers of ours. We sell to over half the teams in Major League Baseball.
Okay.
So that's the baseball side. We can talk more about that in a minute because they're awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's hockey. So when you get your certification, your NSF for sport, when you've actually earned that certification, you get issued.